Cancer is a sideways expression of the great potential of cells to multiply. We want cells to multiply for us to develop from fertilized eggs and to heal wounds and respond to demands for bone or muscle growth. Cancer, in its many forms, arises from a lack of control over the growth. A long and rich history of cancer research reveals that tumors have genetic mutations that cancel the control. The research also points to environmental insults, smoking, toxic chemicals, ultraviolet damage, that mutate the genes or change their expression in key tissues. The classic synthesis of our understanding is that mutations drive the process in at least two steps. Nuria López-Bigas and four colleagues in Barcelona, San Francisco, and Lyon offer a useful view. First, we accumulate scads of mutations over our life so that we are a patchwork of mutated tissues. Almost none of these mutant tissues become cancers, fortunately. Second, most carcinogens do not cause mutations. It appears that we are hotbeds of evolution inside. Mutants are selected as much as they are generated. The dynamics of selection include deep details that we can exploit to check cancer. Some environmental factors strongly change not the genes, but their expression with what's called epigenetic tags. The evolutionary view is a powerful tool in understanding and halting cancers. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.